Welcome to the Language and Travel Hacking Podcast from Fluent in 3 months.
Hello and welcome to another episode of the Language and Travel Hacking Podcast. I'm your host, Benny Lewis, and in today's episode, I want to answer the question that I probably get asked the most, and that is traveling alone lonely? So there are many answers to this, and probably in a different episode, I want to go into a kind of deeper philosophical, zoomed out view of what loneliness actually is. But I'll get into that another time, because today I want to give a simpler answer that compares two completely different periods that I was by myself in the last 5 years. So in my post-pandemic travels, I will compare these two. So the first one is actually this week. I am making this episode relevant because of how I am currently in the very oddly shaped island of Sulawesi. And I think for this entire week, I'm probably not going to meet anybody. And generally what the theme of my travels is I try to make true local connections, try to make sure I've had at least one interaction that I'm going to remember, or ideally make a local friend. And I feel like I've absolutely had that in most of my stops in Indonesia. I have somebody in each city I've been to that I feel like I had a connection with. And that's probably not going to happen for my week in Sulawesi. And I'm actually totally fine with that, because just last week I had a bit of an overstimulating week. I was on the east side of the Borneo Island, and I spent a lot of time with people. I went to a group event. I hung out with someone for 2 days straight. So that overstimulation meant I kind of needed to recharge my batteries. And it's why this week I'm not lonely at all. I'm actually quite content in my own company, and I'm doing great because I've decided I need this time alone. And that's fine, but that doesn't mean that's always the case for me. Because when I compare that to another trip that I made, and that was to Ibiza, and I did not go in the peak of the summer when everybody goes. I did a little experiment and I decided to see what it was like off peak season. I went in November and December, and I got a spectacular deal on my accommodation. I had a gorgeous view of the Mediterranean Sea from my apartment, but unfortunately, I found it very difficult to make friends that whole time that I was there. And that's for a combination of reasons. Because it's off-peak season, there's basically no tourists there. So most people who work in the tourist industry have left, and anybody else who's still there might be a little wary of tourists, because most of the time the tourists who go to Ibiza are of a certain type that you may run out of patience with, and you might see on the news various cities in Spain are starting to run out of patience with tourists. And I'm a different kind of tourist because I speak Spanish. I've actually spent a lot of time living in Spain. I get along with Spaniards very, very well. But Ibiza may have a little less patience for foreigners because of how they deal with it the rest of the year. So because of that, I found it a little tricky meeting people. Definitely couldn't meet other foreigners because there were no other foreigners for that off-peak season. And the difference between that time in Ibiza and now is while I was there, I wanted to make friends. I wanted to meet people. I wanted to go to events. And I found it extremely difficult. The resources I generally tend to use to find meetups just weren't panning out for me. So for the entire 5 weeks, I truly did feel lonely while I was there. And I did as an experiment. I wanted to see what it was like. And I'm glad I did. I've learned the lesson. There's lots of places that I still want to experiment with. I might find a diamond in the rough of a place I want to visit every year. And that was kind of me seeing what is Ibiza like off-peak season. But anyway, the point is that I definitely felt lonely. And when you compare that to this week, the biggest difference is how easily can you access friends? Because right now in Sulawesi, I've gotten us into a system in Indonesia that I can actually meet up with people very easily. And unlike maybe tourist-weary Ibiza, there are very few foreigners who come to Sulawesi. So everybody has been fascinated when they see me. The children actually ran after me in the street, and everyone I pass by gives me a big smile. Anytime I go to a restaurant, they're always very eager to see me. So they absolutely love foreigners here. They rarely get to see them. And it's the kind of place that if I was trying to, I could actually very easily make friends. So I think that fact that it would be very easy if I wanted it means that because I've decided I'm taking a little break to recharge my social batteries this week, means I'm definitely not feeling lonely. Whereas it was the opposite in Ibiza, where I actually did want to meet people and I couldn't. So fortunately, for most of my travels, I have found ways to make friends quickly. Obviously, speaking the local language has made this dramatically different. And I think that's why I think I generally would feel a lot less lonely compared to other solo travelers, because a lot of solo travelers that I've at least come across in the nomad community don't tend to learn the local language. And that means they're truly limiting themselves to who they can make friends with. And I don't have that problem. I can make friends with whoever I happen to bump into. And because of that, I generally don't feel lonely, but I do feel, I did feel lonely for that one experience a few years ago. And it's just because I couldn't find people. And as long as you are willing to take risks and to push yourself, you will be able to run into people. For the most part, I mean, I wasn't in Ibiza, but pretty much everywhere else that I've been, I was able to very easily find get-togethers or people online I could hang out with who in person or whatever it may be. So because of that, most of my travels, I have not had this issue. And another aspect of this is how much I need to hang out with people right now. Because when I first started traveling, I was 21 years old, extremely extroverted with lots of energy. So I kind of needed to hang out with people a lot. And fortunately, it was very easy to do that. So I don't recall my first 10 years any times I was truly feeling lonely, because I could always meet up with people. Whereas now I have a little bit less of that same energy. So when I do want to meet up with people, it's generally for a couple of days out of the week. But then I appreciate my alone time, whether I'm studying the language or I just have work to do or I'm relaxing. I'm very happy to do that by myself for a certain period of time. But I think if I was like that the entire time, then I would be a loner and I would lose the ability to have social skills. And I obviously don't want that. So I feel like I've got a pretty decent balance. But right now, I don't need as many social interactions as I would have needed in my younger years. So part of this is just being content in your own company. And I think that is difficult for a lot of people, potentially, where if you really rely on your partner or you have certain specific friends in your life that you need to spend time with. I've learned to develop a bit of flexibility on that. So I'm a lot easier to spend time by myself, while at the same time, I still am extroverted enough to be able to make new friends by just approaching people or finding them online and saying, hey, let's meet up. And I don't overthink it too much. And I think that makes it a lot easier for me. So I figured I'd share that with you guys today, because it is a question that comes up a lot. Now, having said that, I do have a very different answer that goes into what loneliness truly is. And I'm going to touch on that probably in a future episode. But I think the simpler answer was overdue. So I hope you enjoyed that. So thanks for tuning in as always. And until the next time, happy travels and happy language learning.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of the Language and Travel Hacking Podcast. Subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. If you found this episode valuable and want to help us out, please leave a review at languagehacking.com/review. The Language and Travel Hacking Podcast is presented by Benny Lewis and produced by Kittichai Boonthong, with special thanks to the Fluent in 3 Months team. The theme music was written and performed by Shannon Kennedy. Find the show notes at languagehacking.com/podcast. Thank you for listening. Happy language learning and happy travels.